Hey friends, welcome to the Best Day Podcast. I am your host, Shantae Grant, and this is episode 160. Let's get started. Welcome to the Best Today Podcast. I'm your host, Shantae Grant, creator of the Best Today Guide and owner of the Best Today brand, where we equip women with resources to help you show up as your best one today at a time. If you're ready to trade chaos, comparison, and busy for intentional living, you are in the right place. We believe that intention begins with first knowing who you are and what you want. Here on the podcast, we'll have conversations together about topics that matter to you on the journey of becoming, because we know that being your best leads to doing your best. So welcome to the podcast created to help women all across the globe proclaim, this is what my best today looks like. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Best Today Podcast. I am your host, Shantae Grant. And today I want to talk to you about something you may not know about me and part of the work that I do. So first of all, if you're new to me, hi, welcome. However you may have found me, whether it's through the podcast, so you may know me here as a podcaster or a podcast host, whether it's through Best Today, perhaps you use some of our products or you've gone through our Steward Well program, maybe you've done some of our online programs, or maybe we met in person at an event or virtually at an event where I spoke or taught for your group, your job, your work. Usually it's one of those three places that we've encountered each other. If it's something else, please reach out to me and let me know, because I always love hearing how our paths cross. Maybe social media might be a small segment, but I don't spend a lot of time there. So I doubt it, but I would love to hear from you. So you can let me know, you can text 404-737-1002, 404-737-1002. Would love to hear from you. I'm also like, is that the right number? I'm pretty sure it is. but what one part of those three things that I talked about that I don't talk about often, which is actually the largest part of my work, particularly in this year, 2024, and definitely it was prior to March 2020, is coaching, training, teaching teams, groups, and individuals, or speaking at events for groups. I do a lot of teaching, a lot of coaching, a lot of workshops for employers, for companies, for groups, for churches, for groups within organizations, so, or for teams. So not necessarily for the entire organization, but a team within that organization. The leader of that group wants me to come in and talk to the people, right? I just was saying this a lot this past week. Recently, I spoke at a conference. MODEX, a huge trade show. I believe it's one of the largest in the country. And they have a smaller subset that they call Women in Chain Supply. And I led a 3-hour workshop talking about seasons of work and life. And I found myself saying to so many people as we were just talking, I got to engage with so many of the incredible women there and men that, you know, I want to help companies reach their goals, but companies have to understand that the way they reach their goals is through their people, right? And so if the way you reach your goals is through your people, it really matters how you treat and train your people, the environment in which they work, the environment in which you create that allows them to do the things, to be the people needed to meet your goals. And a lot of companies have lost sight of that, where we want to treat humans as cogs on a wheel, as widgets, as a means to an end. And when you do that, that does not equate to success by any definition. And so one of the things that I love being able to come in to do, whether it's, again, for a company, for any organization, a nonprofit organization, or church, whatever group of people have assembled together, right, under a core goal or whatever metric, I can come in and help them rally around and really learn some skills that allow everyone to thrive, not only within the company, but also without. Because the thing is, we are more than one thing. You are more than a participant in a job, in an organization. And I can't help one part of you be well and not care about the other, right? I can't care about your heart, but also not care about your lungs and your limbs and your, you know, what name all the other parts of the body, your liver. I understand that it all works in totem. It all works together. And that's so important to be able to have someone who can help other people to see that. Or there are visionaries in your organizations who see that, but sometimes calling someone else in who's, that's their area of expertise as well, to come in and rally everyone together. So if you didn't know, a huge part of my work is coming into places and helping you all to be better stewards of your time. You know, I love coming to the very place where you work, because people, what I know to be true from, you know, Best Today turned 4 years old this month, the month of March. And one of the things that even prompted me to go into companies, well, first of all, it was the very first time it was a customer saying, hey, I've been doing this stuff you teach. I've been using the Best Today guide and my work life has never been better. I've gotten promotions. I'm getting to work on time. I'm exercising. I now have time to eat well. Like, and it's like, I've been taking off these medications because I'm building consistency and it's so great. Can you come to my job? I want other people to experience what I'm experiencing. And I said, yes. And it has been that way. A downpour of customers who are experiencing these changes and realizing I want you to come and do that and help in other places. So what I love about that though is I know the tools that I have created help a huge subset of the population, right? There are some people who won't ever get on board because of the sacrifice and the effort that it takes. And unfortunately, not understanding that they're worth the effort that it takes. And then there's some where my methods just might not work for you the way that you want to live your life. Great, because I'm only trying to reach the people who this will work for, right? Luckily, thankfully, that's a large part of the population. And it's not just one age, one stage, or one part, as I have customers in all 50 states and over at this point, 48 countries. And I get to talk to them all. I talk to corporations overseas as well. But what I love is that customer taught me that, okay, if what I'm reaching out, giving to individuals is working, how can I now go to where those individuals are usually experiencing some of their greatest pain points at their work, right? Or at the organizations that they're participating in, whether it's volunteer organizations, nonprofit organizations, your churches, whatever it is. And how can I then, because if I can help you one-on-one individually, right? When you get the product or you take the training, the online training, like right now, routine plans be done, things of that nature. But if I go to where you work, now I'm helping many people at once. And that really excited me. And so when I first started doing that in 2020, it really was just exciting because now it's like I get to do it's a downpour as opposed to, you know, individual, you know, people through the products. At Best Today, we exist to help women just like you be your best one today at a time. So each week on the podcast, we are going to highlight your stories and your voices. So let's see what's in the inbox today. Today, we have a 5-star review of the Compass Versus the Clock workshop coming from Toby, who writes, "So powerful. This class was outstanding. I was expecting a class to help solidify my vision and direction in life. This class was way more than just that. Shante teaches life-changing concepts with real-life examples. This class will help you to create a life compass that will guide you well on your path and help you fill your days intentionally only with the things that move you north. The concepts were simple, yet things I never would have thought of. I highly recommend this class for anyone who desires to get more clarity on where they are going in life and make their days align with who they truly are and want to be." Thank you so much for that 5-star review. And if you have not taken our Compass Versus the Clock workshop, you can get the replay right now. This workshop is going to teach you how to articulate and write out your life's compass, what gives you direction so that you can allow that compass to dictate your clock, your time, and how you use it each day. If you want to live a life that reflects your values, what matters to you, and incorporates those things in your daily life, this workshop is for you. Learn how to set boundaries on your time based on your life's compass, which all in all helps you to be a better steward of your time. This is workshop style, so you're going to work throughout to create your life's compass. And everything you need is inside of the workshop, which you will receive via access, via email right after your purchase. So you can go get that right now at besttoday.co/workshop. And we'll also link it in the show notes for you. So wherever you're listening right now, scroll down, hit Compass Versus the Clock Workshop, and you can make it yours today. Thank you, Toby, for the 5-star review. So if you did not know, I wanted to make sure you were aware that that is a huge part of my work and what I do, coming to where you are, to your job, to your organization, to your companies, to your factories, to your churches, to your groups, where you associate with others to help you think differently about your time, about stewarding your time well, making time truly your ally. I really do excel at teaching humans how to be better stewards of their time at work, at home, and everywhere in between. And it's what I truly enjoy doing because it changes the way your life feels and flows when you know how to steward your time well, when you learn how to prune, when you know how to put these things in place, these habits that truly help you in your life. And I've worked, like I mentioned, with large corporations, small, very small teams, nonprofits. There's no team too small, no team too large. Hospital systems, small businesses, universities, the spectrum ranges. But the common thread is a desire to be better stewards of your time, to exist in an environment that allows each person to bring their highest level of contribution to a common cause or goal. Because all those places where you associate, that's the thing. There is something that binds you together. Whether you love your job, you hate your job, or somewhere in between, there is still that common thread, that common cause and goal that you have. And a lot of times we miss out on that, or we lose sight of it. And it shows up in how we show up, right? So I would love to come directly to you, whether it's in person or virtually. I want to give you where you can get more information or contact my team. That's at shantaegrant.com/speaking. We'll link to it in the show notes. So wherever you're listening, just scroll down. There'll be a link, but it's shuntaegrant.com/speaking. That's what I wanted to share with you today, because I realized, I don't know if people know that that's actually the majority of the work that I do. It's not selling products. That is my time. You know, I have a team that helps with that. And it's through the work that I get to witness and understand human behavior and needs that then allows me to go and create the products, the Best Today Guides, the Anytime Today Journal, the Right Now Routine, the Plans Be Done, the Clean One Room, the Not Waiting for January, the Compass Versus the Clock. It's because I get to interact with you all and see and hear the common problems that need solutions, and then I'm able to create them. So it all works so beautifully hand in hand. And then I get to also come and conversate with you about those things here on the podcast. So I would love to hear from you. Go to shantaegrant.com/speaking and let's meet up. Let's talk. Bring me to you, to your people, or tell the person who is responsible or who could do that in your organization about me. Send them this episode. You can send them to shantaegrant.com. Tell them about your specific experience, whether it's how you've heard encouragement here on the podcast, or you use one of our products, or you've taken one of our online programs, or you've gone through our free program, Steward Well, which I'll link here in the show notes as well. But whatever it is, share that and share that far and wide, because my goal is to help more humans to find the peace and joy and health and intention that comes when you learn to steward your time well. All right, my friends, thank you for being present with me for this week's episode of the Best Today podcast. The best way to support this podcast is by leaving a review, sharing it with a friend, and letting me know your favorite parts, because that lets me know you're listening. And then, of course, any questions that you have. You can always ask me to create a podcast about any topic you like. Send that over. Well, that I can speak to. You can do that by emailing me at hello@besttoday.co, or leaving a voice message at besttoday.co/voice. We'll link to that in the show notes as well. To hear more from me, I welcome and invite you to read my writing, my Substack, which is called For Those on the Journey. You can find that at ForThoseOnTheJourney.com. We'll also link that below here in the show notes. So thank you again for listening this week. There are more episodes for you to discover at besttodaypodcast.com. Or if you'd like episodes broken down by category, you can go to besttoday.co/podcast or flip back to episode 151, where I broke down the first 150 episodes of the podcast, broke them down by category for you so that you can find what's best for you, what you want to put in your pocket right now, revisit or listen to for the first time. All of those resources we have worked to create for you. So please take advantage of them, engage with them so that you can get and receive all that you are in need of. Thank you again, and I'll talk to you very soon on the next episode. And I hope I'll see some of you very soon in your organizations and the places where you gather. Bye for now. This podcast is provided for you every week by Best Today, where we are on a mission to help you to live and work well. We do this by creating resources that bring intention to how you plan, schedule, work, and live. You can get started in one of three easy ways. First, by taking our product quiz at besttoday.co/quiz. Two, joining us in our online community, the Best Today community, at besttoday.co/community. Or three, connect with us through email at besttoday.co/email, all of which are linked below in the show notes. To learn more about our company and what we do, visit besttoday.co and join thousands of customers around the world pursuing a life of intention, one today at a time.